This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer. Memorial Day can hold different emotions for every soldier who has served. For some, it is a day to look back and honor the dead. New York State resident Kristen L. Rouse served in Afghanistan in 2006 as a sergeant in the 10th Mountain Division. She's now a first lieutenant in the Army National Guard. In Afghanistan, she participated in fallen comrade ceremonies, where the caskets of fallen soldiers are driven around the base and servicemen and women line up to salute them. Rouse didn't know most of the fallen soldiers, but then one day...
One of the soldiers who did pass by once was a member of my unit. His name is Roger Pena. He was promoted to the rank of sergeant and awarded a Bronze Star posthumously. He was killed by the Taliban in Helmand Province, Afghanistan, in a logistics convoy. He was among the best in my unit, and that's no exaggeration. And he was also a loving father with the wife and two little boys. You know, to stand there and watch good friends of his carrying the casket up into the airplane. It was just really one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever experienced.
Some servicemen and women use this day to remember the living as well as the dead. William Dennis Brown Jr. is a retired Navy SEAL. On Memorial Day, he will remember many of his comrades who remain in the service, starting with...
Master Chief Stephen Redbow. I think he's getting ready to retire now, but I was a pretty young and aggressive SEAL. And he went out of his way to kind of teach me the importance of being a measured person. Then there's other guys that are still in that are good friends of mine, and I don't know how they do it, you know, for this long, working at that type of, that high level. Danny Albrecht, Sergio Zepeda, gentlemen, friends, man, I tip my hat off to you, and God bless you.
Not every service member looks back on Memorial Day. Some servicemen and women have to look forward. First Lieutenant Russell Galletti is with the Ohio National Guard, and in 2 weeks he will start training for a 6-month deployment to Afghanistan.
The largest group on my mind are the soldiers that I'm going to be leading this year, and making sure that I'm going to do right by them, and that everything's ready for them, so that when we start training and enter into combat again, that I've led them as well as I can.
One thing is the same on every Memorial Day. It's a time to remember heroic acts that take place during wartime. Brian Adams served in Iraq with the 1st Infantry Division from 2004 to 2005, and he remembers his former squad leader, Alwin C. Cash.
He was in a Bradley fighting vehicle in Samarra, which is a town in northern Iraq, and his vehicle was hit by an improvised explosive device, and the vehicle was on fire. He was able to get out, but there were still soldiers trapped inside, so he went back in there, and he managed to rescue the two soldiers that were trapped inside, but in the process, he got burned over 70% of his body, and he succumbed to his wounds about a month later.
All the servicemen and women we talked to for this episode told us that Memorial Day is about the sacrifice of those who have fallen, the influence of those who live on, and the uncertain future for those about to deploy. Now, Kristen Rouse, who we talked to at the beginning of this segment, has written a blog post about her fallen comrade, Roger Pena, and it's on our website. Go take a look at it. It's at thetakeaway.org, and while you're there, tell us what Memorial Day means to you, and thank you for joining us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.